19 and then 27 to 31. Unity and diversity in the body. Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. And so the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? Now you are the body of Christ, and each of you is part of it. And God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different kind of tongues. Are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak in tongues? Do all interpret? Now eagerly desire the greater gifts. This is the word of the Lord.
So we're looking today at the final session of the Alpha topics that we've been covering for the last 10 weeks. With kind of questions that we might have about the Christian faith and church. And I don't know about you, but I've really loved this time. It feels as though actually we could do it all over again and not be bored. There's been such richness as we have talked through these various topics. But today we're talking about the church. What of the church? That is the question. So I wondered if to begin, you would just turn to your neighbour, this is the bit that you dread sometimes, and just ask, what do you think the church is for? Just a few minutes, just to say hello and think about what you think the church is for. I wonder what you've come up with. Lots of things by the sounds. Well, as my mind, as I was preparing for this, my mind turned to a passage in Ephesians. Can I just check with the sound desk? Are you going to do this or shall I? Me. Thank you. Where we have Paul talking about the plan of God, something that we've been singing about in that last song in particular. And I've chosen the Message version, really, just because I liked it, and why not? So here we got Paul talking then. So here I am, preaching and writing about things that are way over my head, the inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and in behind the scenes all along. Through Christians like yourselves gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels. So here then is the purpose of church. Through Christians like yourselves gathered in churches, well, that would be us then, This extraordinary plan of God is being made known. Through the gathering together of Christians, the purposes of God is being revealed. Jean used this Venn diagram a couple of times to illustrate the kingdom of God, and then the world kind of representing everything that was separate and in rebellion to that. Then Jesus kind of embodying the reconciliation of those two. And then here we have the church, living out the kingdom of God, kind of being the conduit for that reconciliation. Is it no wonder then that Paul said that he was writing and telling about things that were way above his head? So if that is the purpose of the church, what do you think the church actually is? We often say that the church is the building. Freudian slip. The church quite obviously is not the building, Sarah, is it? It is the people. But what do we mean by that? Do you want to just turn to your neighbour and just say what you think the church is? What do you hope to find within the church? And maybe on Zoom you could put something in the chat box. Well, there are many descriptions and metaphors of the church in the Bible. But this morning I'm going to use three headings that, while are not exclusive to St. Francis, they are ones that as a team we have found really useful to kind of hang some ideas on. So the first is encounter. At the heart of this gathering together is the message that there is a God to be encountered, a God to meet, a God who made us, who loves us, who is with us, and who longs for us to live our lives with him. And as we kind of gather around this message, as we explore and hopefully accept this gift of love and reconciliation that's on offer, we find ourselves drawn to others on that same exploration. And perhaps the metaphor of a family is helpful here, because we discover that we are not part of an institution or an organization, but somehow, in a mysterious sort of way, we belong to one another as well as to God. We find ourselves part of the family of God. So church, then, is a gathering of people who belong together, where we seek and enable encounters of God, this God of love. It's a gathering where we come together to learn from and encourage one another, a place of shared vulnerability, of wisdom and experience. And it's within this place that we find a place of safety and affirmation, a place where dignity and honor is bestowed on everyone, because we believe that we are all precious and loved by God. Never mind what role or status society gives us, whether we are young or old or somewhere in the middle, what culture, pay grade, hobbies we have, what we do or what we don't do. In this community, we are bound together, bound by encountering God. Do you recognize that description of church? As Jean would say, I think that's church on a good day. I wonder what your expectations of a gathered community is or are. Because sometimes we hope for one thing but actually find another. And integrity impels me to say that what I have described isn't necessarily experienced by everyone. Without doubt, there will be some people here who have found the church to be the last place where there is love and acceptance. And actually, I feel in my life I have lived the best and the worst of this gathering together. 50 years ago, my mother and father experienced brutal and damaging treatment by their church, the effects of which are still within the family today. Yet, I have also received love and support and encouragement in such a way that I would describe it as holy, as beautiful, as life-giving. And somehow, my life holds the tension of those two different experiences. The failings of the church, of course, are leapt upon by the media and its critics. But actually, the church isn't an institution or an organization where you kind of have credit or debit behaviors and you kind of hope that the credit comes out on top. The church is a gathering of people who acknowledge their tendency to mess things up. It's a place of lament and confession, too. Because it is a gathering of people belonging to a God who never gives up on us individually or collectively. He never gives up on us as his chosen way of revealing his purposes of love. Equip. It is within this gathering of Christians, of believers, that we find ourselves being equipped for a life with God. And so in our Corinthians reading, we had the metaphor, Paul talking about the church as a body. And so this is kind of a belonging, not just like a family, but even more intimate than that, more interconnected than that. We are part of something bigger than just ourselves with our foibles, our giftings, and our frailties. We have the capacity to do and achieve things and to reflect things together, far bigger than what we're able to do on our own. But we do need to recognize our own purpose, our own role, and that of those around us. Because Paul kind of relates this farcical conversation, doesn't he, about body parts talking to each other and feeling all insecure. Oh, I so wish, said the ear, that I was like you, the eye. No, what Paul is saying is we need to learn to be confident in who we are and not let our insecurities hinder our participation within this community. So if our encounter with this God is in kind of, we're drawn into this huge, eternal, worldwide gathering of people, the local church is a gathering where our giftings can be honed and developed to put to greater effect alongside the giftings of those around us. And in fact, one of the projects that St. Francis is planning to do fairly soon is to do a kind of a gifting or skills audit so that we can find out from one another what we're good at, where we spend our time, so that together we can be a bit more informed about how we here as a church live out the kingdom of God. Identifying publicly that we belong to a local gathering happens in numerous ways. But here within the Anglican Church, at its most basic and perhaps most glorious, is that of baptism, where in a symbolic and visual sense, we are drawn into this family. Another way is by signing on the electoral roll. And it just happens that the forms will be available next week. But it's really just a way of saying, out of all the gatherings of the people of God, this church is the one that I want to support in any way I can, and also be supported by. And of course, financial giving is part of this too. As we take seriously the implications of the upkeep of this building and all the ministries that flow from it. And engage. So from an understanding of how, as a gathering of Christians, we are bound together by God's love, as we offer together our gifts, the movement is always forward. It's always reaching out to others to share what we have. One incident struck me a couple of years ago, and it stayed with me, was when I asked someone who didn't come to church what they thought of when they heard the word church. His response was a cold, dark place where they talk about sin quite a lot. And I just thought, oh my goodness. I felt really sobered by that and really sorry. Because it feels so different to the reality. As a woman who's started to wear a dog collar now, I quite often get people... I get people come up to me and say, well, I don't really know much about the church, Mary, but I do know about the Vicar of Dibley. So I think, well, who knows, make of that what you will. But it seems to me that for people who are not familiar with the church, they can think that we are perhaps incompetent at the best and irrelevant hypocrites at the worst. We have quite a task, don't we, of taking what the real message out to people. Because in fact, the gathered church is at the forefront of all sorts of community initiatives. Hundreds of volunteer hours are given. These are just some of the we are involved in with St. Francis, where we offer prayer, practical support, and financial support. And you heard earlier about Colin speaking about the Women's Refuge. In fact, the government are kind of hoping that faith communities will take the lead on the Ukrainian refugee situation. And the Church of England have offered a toolkit to help inform those who want to know more about it. Many Christians are passionate about climate change, believing that the coming of the kingdom has implications for the earth, the world around us. And they work tirelessly through many avenues for action on both personal, national, and international platforms. And maybe you'll be interested to know that St. Francis is putting in for an Eco Church Award and has members within our community that seek to bring change. We don't have all the lights on this morning. I don't know if you've noticed, it's a lovely sunny day, but that is just one little way that we can help, and we have people feeding into ways in which we can change. So possibly, perhaps the most important way in which the gathered community here at St. Francis is what happens outside of the church. For those who go quietly about serving the needs, of giving a voice to the helpless, clothing the naked, binding the wounded, mentoring the young, giving a voice to the voiceless. A community of people revealing the heart of God. So, what of the church? Well, it's us. It's a gathering of believers, of Christians, encountering how precious we are to God and each other, encouraging one another to be equipped with life for God, with God, being engaged in bringing in his kingdom. And yes, God's plan is something that is undoubtedly way above our heads. But we are going to live it. And we are going to tell the story as best we can. As Nikki Gumbel says, we don't go to church, we are the church.